Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
I'm excited about this as we continue to go all in. All in for what? This is me staking my claim. This is me putting the flag down and saying, hey, from this point on in my life, I know I've said this before. When I was younger, I said, God, I'm going all in. But this is me coming back again and saying, God, you know, I want to go deeper. I want to get closer to you. I want to go all out for you. That's what we're talking about. Well, what we're doing is hitting different components of this area of all in. And last week we talked about this area of our worship to God. And this week we will continue that as well. So let me just kind of catch you up a little bit. We're using Abram as the story that we're following through. And so if you haven't been here, you can go on to our website and listen to the audio version. But let me just run through this before we go to Genesis 12:6. So, of course, God, he spoke to Abram. He said, hey, leave, and go to a place that I will show you. I'm going to bless you. You're going to be a blessing unto the families of the earth. He leaves in obedience unto God. And then we meet Abram at Genesis chapter 12, verse 6. And we talked about this a little bit last week. So Abram, he passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem to the great terebinth oak tree of Moreh. Now the Canaanites were in the land at that time. And we talked about that a little bit last week. Here it is. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, he says, I will give this land to your descendants. And these are the areas that we want to focus on. So Abram built an altar there to honor the Lord who had appeared to him. And this is where I kind of want to hang out. So it's this area of Abram built an altar to honor or to worship God, these areas. If you can think for a moment, what are some moments, what are some times in your life where you know God, he showed up? And whether you sense his presence or you heard him speaking, you can kind of bring that to your mind. Moments in your life. Maybe it was when you first surrendered your life unto Jesus Christ. And you're just like, man, you know, like, God's with me. I know God's with me. Like, yeah, like, you need Jesus, you know, and all of that. And you knew that the presence of God was with you. And you could hear God speaking to you, whether it was audibly or him sensing, like a sensing or movement within your heart. Think about those moments. What did you do to capture that moment? Here in this text, Abram builds an altar to honor the Lord. And this is the reason why praise and worship really touches me so much, because it gives us examples of how we can respond when God's presence comes into our situation. How do we respond? Is it spooky? Some people, it's kind of spooky, like, wow, God, you speaking to me? Or is it a response that Abram gives where it said that Abram actually honors the Lord? So here are some different ways that we can honor God. It is through speaking praises to God. So this is where the praise team, you guys came in. Here's some scriptures that kind of can lift up or a way of honoring God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So I sense God's presence and I give God praise. I sense God speaking to me and I give God praise. Giving God praise is a way of honoring God. We call it invoking the presence of God. But what if God is already present? So if God is already present, then I don't have to say, Lord, please visit, come tabernacle amongst me. Now it's just me acknowledging that God is with me. It's like me acknowledging the fact that he is actually speaking to me. And so that verse 2 says this, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. These are some of the scriptures and psalms that you can use to praise God. I want to look at verse 1 again. I will bless, magnify, praise the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You say, what? All times? All times. We learned yesterday about chronos and kairos, right? All times, where it's the time like this, or it is these designated moments in my life where I know that God is showing up. The bottom line is this. When you know God is speaking and showing up in your life, give him some praise. Acknowledge his presence. And that's what Abram is doing in this moment. It's like, you know, he's in this land where the Canaanites are, and he reached the land that God was leading him to. And I don't know where Abram's mind was, but God showed up. He appeared, and then God spoke. And Abram's reaction was almost like, hold on, I can't let this moment go by without me honoring God. And so when you sense God coming your way and speaking to you, or just his presence, God, thank you for your peace. Because normally in a situation like this, I would be going crazy. So God, it must be your peace that is surrounding me in this moment. God, thank you that I thought I didn't have enough money to be able to pay the bill. But for some reason, something opened up and your favor showed up for my behalf. So God, I praise you and I thank you for moving on my behalf. Lord, I was going to honk my horn at that person that cut me off. But God, instead of, I put my hand up like this while the other hand on the steering wheel. I will bless the Lord at all times, at all intervals of my life. This is not just, you know, you ever talk to somebody, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, how's things going? Oh, man, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good and everything. That's cool, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. But that's not reality to just all the time be praising God. So at all times, it's all intervals. There's different situations in my life where I got to stop and say, you know what, Lord, I praise you for being God. Thank you, God, for just, you know, healing my body. Thank you, God, for restoring my marriage. Thank you for watching over my kids. Thank you for opening up the door. God, I acknowledge that it was you that did it. And it wasn't me. And even in these moments where it's like, you know, was that God that spoke to me? Well, if you have an inkling that you think it was God, go ahead and talk to God. And don't, was that you? And we were joking yesterday, who was at the pizza that I ate last night? Who was at the movie that I was up until 1 o'clock in the morning watching? And it wasn't. Well, acknowledge God and test it and see. Is this you, God? If it's you, Lord, show me, give me another sign. Acknowledge God when you sense his presence or sense that he is speaking to you. Pick up the phone. Amen? Like, don't let it go to voicemail. Don't say I'm going to wait until I get to church to check it. Don't say I'm going to wait until I talk to somebody to confirm it. If you think it's God, answer the phone. Acknowledge that he is trying to get to you through all that you have been through. And that's what the song was talking about. There's still more. And God is speaking. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, my soul, my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions. See, praise is not just this out-of-body experience. It is a decision that I make to praise God. My mind is involved with praising God. Sometimes we wait for this feeling. I don't know if you've ever been to a feeling type of church. Like, do you feel God's presence? You know, like, yeah, I felt that. Woo, did you feel that? It's not all about feelings, it's about a decision. You can decide, you know what? This baby crying. I'm just going to praise you right in the midst of it. God, thank you for this baby. Thank you right now that I have a child. Thank you, Lord, that this child is going to grow up and come into a relationship with you, Jesus Christ. Thank you. In the midst of it, praise God. Right here. It's not always a deep thing. Abram made a decision that in this place where God appeared and spoke, I'm going to praise him. Amen. So verse 3 of this Psalms 34 says, I love this one here. This is beautiful. Oh, this is what I think of when it says magnify. First, oh, you come from, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Who are you talking to? So if you are praising God by yourself and you say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, who are you talking to? See, sometimes in praise, we want other people to join us. But you know who the number one person to talk to when it's time to praise? It's us. And sometimes we got to talk to ourselves. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Turn off that TV. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Stop complaining. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Get up out of the bed. You know, sometimes we got to talk to ourselves rather than trying to get other people. Come on, brother, praise the Lord with me, right? And I can't even get myself to praise God. Now, there is power and there is an essence of the presence of God when we gather. But I am telling you, if you can get into this place of praising and honoring God by yourself, when we come together, the praise team is just going to be like, I can't even finish singing. Why? Because God's presence is so powerful in here that we don't even need anyone to lead us in worship because we are already there. You don't have to usher me to the throne of God because I came in the doors already there. And actually, I'm telling praise team, come on, get to that other song. Because sometimes they have to go through like two songs before we join them. Because we still at home, we still at work, we dealing with allergies. I mean, it's just stuff. And God is already here and he's waiting to be invited into the secret parts of our life. But sometimes he never makes it to the most intimate areas of our life because we are stuck on the front porch. And we never make it to the place where discussion takes place. Scripture says God inhabits in the praises of his people. And that literally is like this. He comes and hangs out. Rather than keeping him on the front porch. Because we won't praise him. Amen? So, oh, magnify the Lord with me. If you can see this, picture you have a situation going on in your life, and you say, I want God to be magnified in my life, then that means whatever is taking up space in my mind, my desires, and my emotions, I'm asking that the presence of God can be magnified in that space. I'm literally inviting God into my situation, that he be glorified in it, that he be magnified, that God takes up space. And sometimes what do? We're kind of like, God, I got five things going on. Lord, if you can sit right there. Rather than, God, I need you in the middle of what it is that I'm going on, that's going on in my life. So that, God, the more that you are magnified, the more that these situations are not so heavy upon my life. But sometimes it's, God, this is my situation. You got it? All right, cool. But we never really release it. Why? Because he's not in it. He's outside of it. So what's going on in our life today that you want God to be magnified in it? You want God to be glorified in it? Like, put God in the midst of it. God, this is the situation I got going on. Financial, relational, health situations. You already know all about it. But God, I thank you that you never sleep nor slumber, that you'll never leave me nor forsake me, that by your stripes I am healed. So God, I pray right now that you will be in the midst of my situation right now. That God, you will move in the midst of my situation, God, right now in the name of Jesus. And when you are doing that, you're magnifying God rather than magnifying that situation. Sometimes in our prayer time, we magnify a situation. God, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, don't you know? And I should. And we never hear what God has to say because we don't magnify him in our life. Come on, is this making sense? So these, and I keep going back to the praise team, because what I believe is that on Sunday, God is giving us tools to use in our life situation. So while the praise team is singing, it can be, man, I never heard that song they sang. But you know what? When they were singing that, woo, I felt God's presence. So what I'm going to do is go to the praise team and say, what was that second song you sang? And I'm going to take that. I'm going to put that in my arsenal so that when on my own I have a situation in my life, I'm going to pull that out. Why? If it worked in this place, it can work in your life. If you felt God's presence here, you can feel it at home. But sometimes it's like when we leave church, we forget what we did here. And as if we're living a completely different life out there. And so I praise God in here, but I don't think that's going to work when I get out there. Can I say this to you? It will work if you work it. And then sometimes you'll say, well, I can't preach like that. You can preach to your circumstances with the passion that you have. And you can take these scriptures and say, you know what? I'm feeling a little bit heavy today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. Isn't that a song y'all been singing? I sought the Lord and he heard. I'm going to mix it up. And he answered. I know it says he heard me, but the song says he answered. And delivered me from all my fears. And so, Abram, in this place, God appears, speaks. Abram says, I got to do something about this. Don't let moments just go by when God is speaking to you. When you feel his presence, please don't let those moments just go by without doing something about it. You know, Peter did it this way on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus, Elijah, Moses. And Peter was like, Lord, this is good. How about we make three tents so that we can just kind of keep this here? And of course, God speaks, and that's not the case. But sometimes I feel like we need to do that. It's like, praise team, can you write down all three songs y'all sang? Because the more I heard what you were singing, my fears were dropping off. And you take that home and you say, I don't quite feel it the way that I felt it when I was there. But you keep working it. Don't stop. It's not about feelings. Because sometimes we have so many different layers that it's going to take a moment to get down until you say, I got it. But don't stop working it. Whether it's praise, whether it's the word, whether it's prayer, don't stop working it. Please hear me. On Wednesday, when you don't feel like listening to Christian music, turn it on anyway. Your emotions is going to say, I got enough of that on Sunday. So now I need to listen to some other music. Y'all know what I'm talking about? To feed some other areas of my life. And God might be saying to you, maybe he's not saying stop listening to that, but he's saying you need to increase music that gives me praise. One of the number one battles, and I think I talked about this last week, that some of us are going through is the music that you are listening to. Music sets atmospheres and it causes dispositions and attitudes. So it can be, God, I praise you. This situation going to work out. And next thing you know, a song come on talking about, I'm just making it up. Don't nobody care about me. I'm my own and all that. I'm just going to do my own thing and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, our disposition is, you know what? Forget all that. I'm just going to do me. I'm just making something up. That's the type of music I used to listen to when I was younger. Gangster music. And was not a gangster. I was not a gangster, but listened to gangster music. So what do you think that music was moving me towards? It was writing a story for me. So what I am saying is that God has more for you. But if what you are exposing yourself to contradicts the direction that God is moving, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Because you will go crazy because you will be like a ship tossed to and from with no anchor. Because on Sunday, you're like, I'm all in. And by Wednesday, you're like, you know, I mean, does it really matter? And you know right now God is speaking to you about this is what all in looks like for your life. But by midweek, we've somehow flipped it to say, you won't surely die. That's what the serpent said. You'll be all right. You'll be good. Just make it to next Sunday. Then you can reset. But what if we were consistent and we didn't just try to make it from Sunday to Sunday with the hope that if I do good on Sunday and then I just crawling in the next Sunday, what if I try my best, not perfect, try my best to walk. Remember I talked about this? And follow Jesus until I got to the next Sunday. And you'll find that it won't be so much correction that needs to happen because I'm not so dragging in. Is this making sense? Because sometimes the decisions that we're making is literally moving us further away from us following Jesus to now I'm all the way up here leaning. And I've left the instructions of God behind. So here it is. What do we, because we all in this, what do we need to do after service today? Like, what do you feel in your heart right now? Because this is the space where God begins to move some stuff. And we say, all right, okay. So after church, I was going to, but I feel in my heart that I need to do this. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Please hold on to it. And then Monday, Sunday spills over into Monday. And because I did this on Sunday, whatever it is God is leading you to do, then I feel like I'm supposed to do this on Monday. Hold on to that. And then Tuesday, hold on to that. By the time you get to Wednesday, believe me, the opposition will be stronger. Listen, as you go from Sunday to Sunday, it's an uphill climb sometimes. But if you're with God, you got it, you got it, you got it. All it is strengthening you. But do not give up. Don't stop reading. What does God want you reading right now? What scriptures does he want you reading? What is your favorite worship song? And guess what? You don't even have to buy it. You can go on to YouTube. And you can play it, play it, play it, play it. When we're talking about going all in, that's what we're talking about. That it becomes that intense that I won't stop until I know that something on the inside of me has shifted. So, what are you sensing right now? Think about it. What's God saying? Start doing this. Be one thing. Grab it. Grab that in your mind. Grab it. And in this space, say, I'm going to do it. But don't commit it to that religiously. Commit to it relationship. It's not that I want to show up next Sunday and show my brothers and sisters. You know what I read this week? I read the whole book of Proverbs in the King James Version. It's not about that. What it's about is God is telling me, start with Proverbs and just read one chapter. And on Sunday, I started reading one chapter and only made it to three verses. Why? Because it's not about just checking the box. It's about when I do what it is that God is leading me to do, it's transforming who I am on the inside into the likeness of Him. So don't. You know, I'm signing up for all the different podcasts that talk about whatever it is. If that's what God is leading you to do, but don't become religious with it where you're kind of like, I got to do it. I got to do it. Oh, I didn't do it. I forgot. I didn't do it. And then you beat yourself up. And now, you know, it's Thursday and you were making progress. And now you feel like you're back at the starting line. No. And somebody's going to say to you, your husband or your wife, you know, I'm going to read the book of Revelation. Ooh. Because they want to go deeper in that. And you may say, I ain't ready for that. But if you feel pressure, you will start having a devotion that ain't going to help you. It got to be personal. It's not competition. It's personal. And just in case someone begins to bear more fruit, they start changing all that, and you find like, man, how come I ain't moving? It's not competition. It's not. It's relationship. And so God is saying, if you were here a few weeks ago, follow me. Personal. Follow. And whatever it is you feel in your heart that you need to do right now, because I know some of you feel it, start there, please. Start there. And if you find that you need to reach out to somebody for some encouragement, do that. But start where you are. Amen? It's like the GPS. That's the message for today. Praise Jesus. It's like the GPS system. Before it says the GPS is trying to locate you. Locate you. Where are you at? And we're all in different places. We're all in different places. Start where you are and move in what you sense right now. Whatever it is you're sensing. And can I say this to you? You might be saying, Pastor Will, I ain't sensing nothing. Then what do you know to do? Come on. Let's not make it all deep, right? It's like, I ain't sensing nothing. Like, he ain't telling me to stop listening to my favorite song. Like, he ain't saying that. But what do you know to do? Just do it. If you're not getting something specific. Amen? And what I found is that when you do what you know to do, you magnify God and it opens up the ability to get more in there. Make room. There's a song that says, I will make room for you. Amen. I will make room for you, God. So here, I probably gave you a whole bunch of, hey, you know, suggestions, recommendations, and all of that. Let's increase our worship this week on purpose. Increase it. increase that worship this week. Whatever that looks to you, let's do it. If you know you get loud in worship, find the right space and get loud. If you want them quiet people, find the right space and get quiet. But do something.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.